This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate trial formally opened last week and is set to hear opening arguments on Tuesday. But combatants in the political and legal fight over President Trump's fate waged verbal battles today on the airwaves. On ABC This Week, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says abuse of power is not impeachable.
When you have somebody who, for example, is indicted for a crime, let's assume you have a lot of evidence, but the grand jury simply indicts for something that's not a crime, and that's what happened here. You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress.
As the trial nears, the Republican Majority Senate remains highly unlikely to convict President Trump, a Republican, since a two-thirds vote against President would be necessary to oust him from the White House. World leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions at a summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya. 12 world leaders, as well as representatives from the United Nations, and met in Germany in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that a committee would be convened in Geneva in the coming days.
I cannot stress enough the summit's conclusion that there is no military solution to the conflict in Libya. All participants have mentioned it several times during the meeting, even those that are more directly involved in the conflict itself.
Fierce clashes continued Sunday between Syrian government forces and rebel fighters in the northeastern province of Idlib, despite a ceasefire brokered last week by Russia and Turkey. This is VOA News.